generosity.
U.S. generosity.
What they mean by U.S. generosity, I guess, is that there's $3 billion per year besides other funds that go to Israel from the United States. And the occupation now.
And the occupation now.
And the occupation now.
And the occupation now.
Israel out of Palestine now.
Israel out of Palestine now.
And then there's a pecking order. There's racism involved in this. Because we make a distinction between Zionism and Judaism. Zionism is a racist ideology. And that's why we're here today. What's happening in Palestine is unjust.
We're gathering here for a movement against global oppression that started many years ago. And this day, the commemoration of this day, is owed to a great leader, one who fought oppression inside himself against his own desires and then against the powers of the region and then against the global powers and the global oppressions. No one but the late Imam Khomeini, may Allah bless his soul, who told us that we need to come out as people, as the oppressed people, and speak out against the oppression and not remain silent.
The changes come always with one voice. And look at us, mashallah, there's more than one voice here. And that's how the changes comes. لا يغير الله ما بنفسه حتى يغير ما بأنفسهم. So we need to change ourselves first, so Allah can change our situation.
Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salatu wasalam had said, and I'm paraphrasing, that religion, you know, iman and faith is something very easy when it's on your tongue. We can chant slogans all day, we can tell people this and tell people that. But once it starts affecting your dunya, your material, your risk, then things start to change. Then people, maybe they don't want to leave work, maybe they don't want to give up this amount of money, maybe they don't want to supply this, maybe their morning coffee, they can't give up, even though it might be helping the oppressors. Maybe their favorite kind of soda, it tastes better, although it might be helping kill Palestinian babies. Maybe the makeup that they wear is made in a factory and a settlement. All these different products that are used. Again, advice for myself and for everyone else. Do your research for yourself.
How are you?
Find out if you are supporting oppression in your own house. We respect Judaism, but completely and utterly denounce Zionism as a racist, hateful, and oppressive philosophy based on expulsion, oppression, and occupation of the native population of Palestine.
Black, red, yellow, white.
Black, red, yellow, white.
Oppressed people must unite.
Oppressed people must unite.
Free, free, Palestine.
Free, free, Palestine.
Occupation is a crime.
Occupation